Well, first of all, it's an honor to be sitting up here with these five young men, tremendous representatives of all that's good about college football, great student athletes, leaders, great football players, men of integrity, the ones that are leaving, and those are the three right in the middle. We're certainly going to miss them, and they're going to have long and productive careers. We're going to get to watch them on a lot of Sundays. But, you know, Eric, Owa, and Brett have meant so much to this program. And I don't think it can be overstated, you know, the impact that they've had on UCLA football and the UCLA football program. We're going to miss them tremendously. We wish them the best of luck. I want to just tip my hat to Kansas State University and their football program. They're fun to play because they play the right way. They play hard. They play physical. They play tough. They're disciplined. They've got a lot of class. They travel very well. We came to a bowl game and it was pretty much a hostile environment. But these guys have excelled in hostile environments all year. You know, we're undefeated on the road. And then to our fans that made the trek from California, you know, we heard them and we appreciate them being here. It means a lot that they would come all this distance to support their football team. And we certainly do appreciate it. It was a heck of a football game, you know. They're always going to be like that. You know, you get out to a lead and you get in an environment where you're playing the number 11 team in the country coached by, you know, a future Hall of Famer, and you know that they're going to fight back. And we hung in there, and I think that's been a symbol of our team, the grit, the toughness, the character all year. We won 10 games this year with the toughest schedule in college football. We played 10 bowl teams. There's a few teams that played 11, but we played 10 teams that are playing in bowls, including Kansas State. Depending on what happens with the Washington game, I believe going into today, we were the teams that we'd played that are playing in bowl games were 6-2. And so to win 10 games two consecutive years, I think, is a tremendous accomplishment, especially for such a young team. You know, besides Brett and Owa and EK, you know, we're going to lose AJ, Hoff, Jordan James, some other contributors, but we're really a young football team. You look at Miles here, and Miles is a sophomore. You look at Perk, and Perk's a sophomore. And so I think the future looks bright for UCLA football. But that's probably enough, huh? I'll turn it over to these guys.
Well, questions, raise hand, and we'll bring the mic over in the front.
Jim, can you talk about what the biggest difference between the first half and the second half was for you guys?
Well, we didn't have the ball much in the second. In the third quarter, I think we only had five or six plays. You know, they had that time-consuming, it was 7 minute and 32-second drive for a touchdown there where they converted the fourth downs and we had trouble getting off the field. And then we had the fumble, and then they scored. And then we, you know, Brett made the nice run. We went down and kicked a field goal, but we didn't have a lot of plays in the third quarter. Anytime you play a quality opponent like Kansas, and let's remember now, this is the 11th ranked team in the country. It's not going to be easy. And you know what? It's more fun when it's not easy, man. These guys love to compete, don't you? They love to compete. They love it when it gets tight and gritty. Yeah, we'd like to blow people out, but you find out who you are as a man when it's tough like that. And we won, and that's the objective, and we won.
Can we have a couple more questions for Coach Moore before he goes? Any other questions for Coach Moore? Front again.
Jim, I know penalties have kind of been an issue all season. Specifically today, was that one of those things that were just kind of standing in your way, you felt like, especially in that second half?
Well, I felt like in the first half, you know, we hurt ourselves with a couple of penalties. And then certainly in the second half, yeah, they started to pile up on us. And I think we, we got a little emotional. It got tense. You know, like I said, some of those penalties were by young guys. They're going to learn from those things. They're going to learn how to relax in those situations and just execute. You know, every opportunity that you have to go out and compete is an opportunity to learn and grow and get better from. And I think that as we are this year from last year, next year we'll be a much improved team in terms of penalties because we'll be more mature. We'll understand our system better. We'll be more relaxed in pressure situations.
Hey, Jim. I'm back. Granted, number 11 team, you guys have been resilient, I think, but what still needs to be learned to be able to close out games when you have that kind of lead?
Well, we won the game, Chris. So that's closing the game out, pal. I don't. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. When you're playing the 11th ranked team in the country, if they don't fight back, then they don't deserve to be 11th. And they deserve to be 11th. So anyone that has a question about us closing out a game, walk right out onto that field and look up at the scoreboard and tell me who won the damn game. Goodness sakes.
Do we have a final question for Coach in the back?
We just won 10 games for the second year in a row, in case you don't know that.
Coach, back here, what was it about your defense that was able to get to Jake Waters so many times?
Guys like Owa and Dion and Kenny and Eddie and those guys being tenacious and Eric, tenacious in their pass rush, excellent coverage on the back end. You know, it's in any time that you can rush the passer and have success, it's a team proposition. It's guys executing great in coverage, and it's guys being relentless in their pass rush.
Hey, Jim. What did you see in Deion Hollins this year and his growth?
He was our most improved defensive player this year.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, I'm going to stand here for these guys.
Questions for the players? Please address them one at a time and to the player, John.
Paul, this question's for you. On that onside kick, that was you out there. Did you recover the ball? It came to you. Did you end up with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. No, tell me about it. Did you fumble it and get it back, or did you hold on to it the whole time?
Yeah, we just go through a routine every day on Friday, just picking up our blocks and picking up our assignments.
So you kept the ball. You didn't fumble it.
Yep.
Okay. What was going through your mind? Are you normally out there on the all hands team?
Usually we don't get in that situation, but yeah, I'm on the hands team every time.
What was going through your mind when the ball came to you?
I need to secure it, get this game over with.
In the front, John.
Brett, how does it feel to have played in your last game, and what was going through your mind as you were kind of going down the sideline, shaking hands with, you know, fans and your family?
I think speaking on behalf of all the seniors, you know, it's just a good way to go out on top. I think for all of us, we really wanted this game. I mean, everybody wanted the game, and we came in ready to get the 10th win of the season.
Miles, your role as kind of a DB seemed to expand as the season went along. What did it feel like to get that pick?
It felt finally, like, really good to finally get an interception. Yeah, it's been a while since I had one, and I just remember just jamming the guy and then turning around, and I knew the ball was going to be there because he kind of beat me over the top, but I just had a good release on him, and I was with him, and the ball just came to me. I tried to score, but I didn't.
Brett, can you talk a little bit about Paul and what his development has meant to you and the offense this year?
Huge. Paul has always been, to me, the best back in the country, and he showed that today. And I think this offense, I mean, having Jonathan Franklin, and then everybody's wondering who's going to replace him, I think Paul stepped in and did an amazing job and has done that consistently this whole year and every time he plays.
Eric, can you talk about your emotion, you know, getting that defensive player of the game trophy, kind of standing up there for the final time?
It's pretty cool, you know, to end my Bruin career on the podium like that. I mean, obviously a dream come true, but I put the work in this week in practice with my teammates, and we all did, and that's why we won.
Oh, it seemed like you guys were a lot more aggressive on defense to start the game. You know, is this kind of the style that you guys maybe had wanted to play all season?
I think we did definitely play with an aggressive style this game, something that Coach Mora and Coach Olbrich has been preaching to us all season. And I think it's just our commitment at practice to executing our assignment, listening to what our coach's game plan is. And just today's game was a testament of that. I think we've been really developing and meshing as a team all season. And I think what we did today is just a display going forward of what the defense is going to be like.
John?
Paul, describe your touchdown run and how that hole just opened up.
Yeah, the offensive line, like they've been doing all year, has been doing a great job. I couldn't ask for a better group of guys up there. They keep improving every game, and, man, anybody could run through that hole.
Also, when they were making their comeback, there's been so many late comebacks this year in other bowl games. Baylor, Michigan State came back, Houston came back on Pitt. Did any of that go through your mind at all, like, oh, my God?
Oh, no. I mean, I had confidence in our defense and our offense that we were going to get the job done, and obviously we did.
I was going to ask Miles the same thing. Did any you have any thoughts of losing that lead like some of the other teams in bowl games have done?
No, not at all. You know, I had confidence in what we were doing and just what our offense was doing and what our defense was doing. And I just knew, you know, they just caught momentum for a second, and I knew we would weather the storm, which we did, and gave the ball to Perk, and he took it to the house. So I knew eventually it would all even out.
Yeah. Coach, I was just wondering if you could address your post game exchange with Coach Snyder.
With regards to what?
It just looked like there might have been some confusion as far as the handshake at the end.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm sorry. We just a normal handshake, congratulate him, and we go on separate ways. There's not a lot to say after games like that.
It looked like there were two handshakes. There was one pretty quick one, and then there was one that was a little longer after that.
I ran into him again as I was working back to the podium.
Any other questions?
Good coach, man. He's a great man. Tremendous man. Honored to be able to compete against him.
Miles, you've known Deion pretty good for a couple years now. What is it he's shown you this year that's marked improvement?
I think just his level of determination. Like Coach said, he's our most improved player. And I think this year he really put it all together. And he's my roommate, you know, when we travel and everything. And just how hungry he is to, you know, help this team out and contribute. You know, I think he was – not frustrated last year, but you know he was just eager to get on the field, and he knew this year was his chance. And you know, like I remember specifically playing this game where he jumped off sides, and the next play he made the sack, and he apologized to us like 100 times, and he was like, I swear I'm gonna make it up. I'm sure UK remembers it. And next play he made the sack, so that just shows what type of guy he is. You know, he's eager to contribute, and he's just improved.
The other thing I wanted to ask is on the onside kick, what did you see? Because it looked like you were policing things pretty good when it was over.
Yeah, Coach Moore grabbed me, but I just wanted to protect my guys. You know, it's a dog pile, and it's not a safe place to be. So I was just trying to, you know, protect my guys. Perk is on the bottom of there, and Lord knows what's going on underneath that pile. So I was just trying to get over there and help him out.
Back here. Eric or Miles, what was it like trying to contain guys like Sexton and Lockett?
I mean, he's crafty. There's a reason why they won so many games, and he was so successful this year. He definitely has a thing to him that you can't really guard. I mean, that's what makes him unique, and that's what makes him such a good competitor. But, you know, it was fun playing against him, and we did our best to contain him, and I think we did a pretty good job getting some pass rush on him. So,
thank you, Eric.
Me personally, I was guarding Sexton, and I had to bring my A game the whole game, and he was a great receiver. He's a great challenge, and I just brought my best. And in regards to Lockett, I mean, you guys saw what he can do. He can do it all: punt return, kick return. He's definitely a challenge, and he deserves all the credit he gets. So, I mean, he's a talented player.
Thank you, Miles. Is there any final questions? One more. Last question.
Owe, what did you guys do defensively to get to their quarterback, especially in the first half, get all those sacks and hurries, quarterback hurries?
Honestly, we just we were very aware of their situation, and we exploited it. We did a good job of watching film, the way they kind of – like we knew they were a team that they like to do different splits. They like to kind of keep things, keep defenses on their toes. And I think what we did a great job of is picking up on it, understanding passing situations, how their splits were, their protections, how everything broke down. And I think guys like Dion and other guys on the D-line did a great job of just attacking it and putting pressure on the quarterback.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, players.
All right, thanks.
If you guys want to stay in here, they'll bring some other players that will break around the room.